This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We got the pedal to the metal, and I am so happy to be with you here today. This is my favorite thing, to be on the radio with you guys on the other side of the radio and spreading my automotive passion. Auto World has been around since 1992. That's a long time. Started in a different time slot and has expanded over the years. Of course, over the years, I've done lots of other automotive radio programs, including Motor Trend for more than 10 years, Motor News Weekly, Inside Classic Cars, Deals on Wheels, and Car Crazy. And that's just to name a few. I am your car crazy individual, Bob Long, and I'm here at your service. And guess what? You are in luck because we have a killer hour straight ahead. We're going to be joined momentarily by a good friend who's got a new job, very exciting new job, and we're going to hear all about that. And he's got some very exciting news to share with us, so can't wait to get this gentleman on board to tell us all about it. And a little later on, I was there 2 years ago at Cobo Hall. It's very hard to pull off a surprise today in this crazy world that we live in, but Ford did it with the Ford GT, the 2017 Ford GT, which debuted not this past January, but the January before, and it caught everybody off guard, and it's about to go into production, and we're going to be joined by one of the chief engineers on this amazing vehicle, which is doing quite well on the racetrack these days as well. That's coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Here it is, toll-free, so feel free anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And if you're listening to us on tape delay or in archive form or podcast form or on demand, all those are available at GCNlive.com and elsewhere. We welcome you and encourage your participation. So if you have a question for any of our guests here today, don't be a stranger. You can email us up after the live airing, which is happening right now as we speak on great radio stations like WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and many other great stations around the country, KPAM, Portland, Oregon, and dozens and dozens and dozens more. But enough of my blabbering, because we got a good guy joining us right now. I've known this gentleman for a lot of years, probably close to 20 years. We were both about 20 years old when we met. No, I'm only kidding. But this gentleman has had many esteem positions in the automotive industry, and he has now taken on a new challenge, and he has been named the Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. It's my pleasure to welcome the one and only James Bell back to the airways of Auto World. James, welcome and congratulations on your new job.
Well, let me tell you, the new job is exciting, but now that I get to come back on the radio with you, it feels like the worlds have come complete again. Everything's okay.
Everything is okay, and we're going to have you on as a regular contributor here on the show, and I got a couple of other things cooking, too, that we're going to get hopefully you and Kia involved in that as well, but Let's talk a little bit about the Kia brand before we tell everybody about this exciting news. Both of us have been around this industry for quite some time, and Kia is quite a story. I mean, I so look forward anytime I get the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Kia press vehicle, because these vehicles have come, as folks would say in certain parts of the country, a country mile. Forget everybody out there. Forget the Kias of 10 years, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Forget about it, because this is a whole new ballgame. These are world-class automobiles. Peter Schreier, who was the designer and now I believe still president of the company, has done a wonderful job of transforming this brand. And if there ever was a success story, it is Kia.
It's happened really quickly when you think about it. I mean, you're right that for so many years, the Kia brand was sort of seen as a alternative to buying a used car. It wasn't full of emotional appeal. It was, a safe, economical choice. And you're right, Peter Schreier, who is, of course, famous for designing some of the most beautiful Audis and other European cars, came in probably almost a decade ago now and, really enforced on the company that when you're building a car, you've got to bend the sheet metal, so you might as well bend it nice ways. And thankfully, the Kia's management embraced that. Around the same time, they made a big focus on quality and reliability and durability, fuel efficiency, put a big 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the vehicles to put that peace of mind in. And it just started stewing, I guess you could say, started simmering a little bit. And your little run-up here is completely right. It's taken some time, but now we're at a point where, and why I couldn't be happier to join this brand at this moment in time, right at a point where this brand is really starting to catch, and it's becoming much more emotional, appealing to people. Once upon a time, if you said, "Hey, Bob, I heard you got a new car. What'd you get?" "Oh, I got a Kia." "Oh, okay. On a tight budget, huh?" That was generally the reason why. But now you say, "I got a Kia," and you say, "Whoa, yeah, let's go take a look at that. Let's go for a ride in that." I mean, it's a much, much different car company, producing much, much better products, and it's a really fun time to join this company, to be here. I think they've been here 23 years, and the transformation feels like it's just about complete.
And what used to be a very small manufacturer, only with a couple of offerings, has truly become a full-line manufacturer. You guys have got a full portfolio. You've got something for everybody.
That's exactly right. And I can't say too much, but we've got some really neat stuff coming in the next year or so into segments that we don't currently have vehicles today. In fact, that was one of the fun parts of when I started this job. One of my first meetings I attended was a kind of a download on future product plans. And I kind of had to shake my head a few times and say, this is going to be fun. So you're right. But as of today, Kia has really positioned itself in the right places for the industry. Obviously, the crossover, small crossover and large crossover space are both red hot. And we've got the Kia Sorento in that space. It's doing a fantastic job. And the Kia Sportage, the all-new one, started shipping about 3 or 4 months ago. It's really lit up the sales charts. At the same time, it won a very big award. You know what I'm talking about there, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge award and a tremendous success story for the entire Kia brand, team, engineers. I mean, from everybody who sweeps the floors to Peter Schreier himself, I mean, everybody deserves congratulations on this one. J.D. Power just laid on a tremendous award. Tell our listeners all about this fantastic award.
Yeah, this was pretty crazy. And this is crazy, Bob. Just you and I, two guys who love the car business. you know, we could turn the microphones off, or should they turn the speakers off to all the listeners, and we'd have the same conversation, I can assure you. So the last 31 years, J.D. Power has been looking at initial quality, speaking to people about their cars 90 days into ownership, and asking them a whole battery of questions about how the vehicle holds together, if it's delivering what they've sales have promised.
Let's tease it a little bit more.
Let's talk about that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone who has taken the prescription blood thinner Xarelto. In 2012, the Institute for Safe Medication Practices reported 2,081 injury cases and 151 deaths attributed to Xarelto use within its first year of release. Xarelto is a prescription blood thinner used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call Xarelto Help now at 800-224-0660. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't fight this alone. Call 800-224-0660 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-224-0660. Xarelto Help Now lines are open. Call 800-224-0660. That's 800-224-0660. 800-224-0660.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. Thank you, my friend. It's been a long time since you and I have spoken, and that's certainly a long time since you've joined us on the broadcast. And speaking of great friends, James Bell is with us, the new director of corporate communications for Kia. And James is just a great media guy. I mean, he's so used to doing lots of TV appearances and media tours. And, you know, he does a great way of building things up and adding tension. So we did just that. You know, we rolled up to the break. You started to tell the story, but now we got plenty of time. So let's tell everybody about this wonderful award and the history of the award and, most importantly, the significance of this award.
Sure thing, Bob. No problem. Well, as I was saying before the break, 31 years, J.D. Power has been speaking to consumers or owners of vehicles to find out 90 days into ownership how they like it. Is it delivering what they expected? Is it easy to use? Did the salesman sell them a line of you-know-what about how it's going to be to drive that car? Is it letting them down, or is it hitting the mark? And 27 of the – let me back that up. For the last 27 years of this study, it's been a luxury brand, namely, I think, Lexus, the majority of the times, winning that award for obvious reasons. You know, the luxury brands, it's usually much more of an emotional purchase. People are, you know, they're really tied to it. They've maybe worked hard for it. They've saved for it. They're ready to make that nice step up. And so it makes sense that it was a luxury brand that gave that first 90 days of, wow, this is a quality vehicle. I really feel, you know, tightly wound and happy to be connected, to have this vehicle in my driveway. Well, this year, it was a non-luxury brand. Now, first and foremost, that would be news of its own, okay? The fact that a non-luxury brand has kind of achieved that same level of, wow, what you know, we're shaking up the automotive space a little bit. But the thing that really gets crazy about it, and this the blessing for me happened on the second day of my job there, was that it was Kia. Kia was named the by J.D. Power as its 2016 IQS Award winner. Two vehicles in particular, the Sportage and the Soul, were named the top in their class, which is just fantastic. Because if you think about it, both of those vehicles are in very competitive classes. And as well as the Sorento and the Forte also did very well, excuse me, in their particular respective segments. But when you added it all together, as a brand, the Kia brand outdid Porsche, Lexus, Mercedes, well, everybody else in the industry. And like I said, even if it wasn't Kia, it would be big news. But the fact that it was Kia really kind of highlights just the commitment that this company has made for the last, well, you call it right, Bob, for the last decade. From the designers, through the engineers, through the production teams, through the after sales and service, there's been a real commitment there. And I can tell you from being there in the room when J.D. Power presented the award to the entire Kia family, it was as if we'd all climbed Mount Everest together. Of course, I couldn't take too much credit because it was just my second day on the job, but it sure was a good second day.
Absolutely. Well, mega congratulations from Auto World, and certainly so deserving. Another thing we should touch on, and we kind of danced around it a little bit, is the fact that, you know, content-wise, that's the other thing that Kia does so well. Is so much standard features, plus that wonderful warranty. But I'm a styling guy. I mean, I just love good-looking vehicles, and I don't see any reason why, you know, if your budget is limited, you still can't drive a good-looking vehicle, and Kia has proven that again and again. I mean, I never, in all honesty, I never was a fan of what I call the box vehicles, the now gone Scion XB, the Honda Element, the Nissan Cube. But the one vehicle that I always liked was the Soul, and now that it's in its next generation, the Soul continues to put a smile on everybody's face. But it was really the Optima that really, it, to me, was a game changer, because you could get a car at at a good price point, loaded with great features. That was a really good looking car. No compromises.
Right. You know, Bob, as you alluded to earlier, you know, I'm new with this job. Prior, of course, I was with General Motors and had a fantastic time there and really enjoyed everything I learned and the people that I worked with. But I can tell you this, that I used to give presentations inside General Motors to kind of go from Acura to Volvo, where I would say, you know, here's how I see the competitive landscape, and here's how I think GM stacks up, you know, where their products have chances to grow and maybe where there's still work to be done. And when I got to the Kia Optima, I always said, and I say it again today, General Motors, Ford, Toyota, you name it, they were all very lucky and continue to be lucky that Kia is capacity constrained. You know, they build those vehicles here in West Point, Georgia, down in the States, and they built the factory to produce a certain amount. And that car sells as quick as they can make them. And that's exactly, I think, to your point, that if it's a good-looking car at a fair price, loaded with technology. And if I could make a quick segue here, Bob, the technology story that you mentioned is that one of the big reasons why I think we did well in the J.D. Power scoring, because when you look at the data itself, when you kind of core into it, a lot of brands are loading their vehicles up with really, you know, cutting-edge technology, you know, infotainment systems, and ways to communicate in a safe way, you know, with their phones and so forth. But they're not easy to use, or they don't work right. And that's actually turned into a big kind of black mark on a lot of IQS scoring for a lot of different brands. When you look at Kia's scoring, you'll see a lot of great technology on board, but it's easy to use. And it works every time, and it's simple. In fact, just yesterday, I was taking my daughter to a tennis match. And I'm in a Kia Cadenza right now. And my wife said, oh, you know, let's stop and plug in the information into the car. And I said, oh, yeah, so I'll just pull over. I said, no, we don't have to pull over. I can just push a button on the steering wheel and do it. And she said, oh, we've been in lots of cars. Those never work. Let me just use my phone instead. And I said, no, hold on a minute. So I pushed the button on the steering wheel. I said, enter address. I said the address. It came right up. Away we went. And, you know, other systems say they work that well. The Kia system seemed to do it over and over again. And that was a big reason why why I think the J.D. Power award came through, because, you know, it's not only having technology you can afford that you like, but it works well and it keeps you safe. And that's really the win, isn't it?
It really is, because some of the systems can be so complicated and quite frustrating.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like you say, you can do it that simply and that effectively, and it works, too. I mean, that's the other thing, too. I mean, you know, I get in some $100,000 vehicles with all kinds of fancy stuff, but most of the time the stuff doesn't work that well at all. So, James, congratulations on your new position as Director of Corporate Communications for Kia. We're going to have you on a regular basis, and we'll touch base off air. I could tell you about some of the other things I'm working on, but congratulations on these huge awards from J.D. Power.
Fantastic, Bob. Thank you.
There he is, James Bell from Kia. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. We're live all across North America on great radio stations from coast to coast, all the way from Maine down to Florida, across all the way to Arizona, New Mexico, up to Seattle and Washington State and Hawaii and Alaska, and of course we have a number of stations in Canada, including the information station AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, was 2015, January, at Cobo Hall, that Ford pulled something off that is a rarity in this day and age. They pulled off a surprise, because quite often in recent times when you go to auto shows, you kind of know what's going to be unveiled before it's unveiled. Sometimes they even leak pictures, or journalists do what they're not supposed to. They post pictures. But Ford surprised everybody by rolling out the 2017 Ford GT supercar. This is the spiritual successor to the Carmelo Pardo designed vehicle that was built for Ford's 100th birthday celebration, 2004, 2005, 2006. Certainly that's one of my all-time favorite vehicles, and that, of course, paid homage to the great Le Mans-winning vehicles of the 1970s. But now we've got the all-new 2017 Ford GT Supercar, and it's tearing up the track. And to tell us all about a special edition of the 2017 Ford GT Supercar, it's my pleasure to welcome Garen Nagosian to the airways of Auto World. Garen, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you for having me on the air. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, thank you very much for asking, and I really have been looking forward all week to talking to you about the GT in general, and in particular, why don't we begin by telling everybody about the big news. You guys have announced an all-new 2017 Ford GT 66 Heritage Edition, and this, of course, pays homage to the historic 1966 Le Mans winner. And for you, this must have been a real labor of love to work on.
Not just for me. You know, the entire team really had this attitude towards the project from day one, that they knew it's bigger than all of us combined. It's one of those things that's going to live on forever. And, you know, I like to say the phrase, but it's absolutely true. This is a case of all of us doing what we can and taking care of this legend for our generation and hopefully passing it on down for the team after us, who may or may not pick up after this vehicle sometime in the future, to care for it in that time frame. So we knew we were dealing with a legend, and we knew we were dealing with maintaining its heritage and history. So when we talk about something as iconic as the number two car, that was the Le Mans winner in 1966, which was a big moment for Ford, big moment for American racing, and certainly not lost on us as the team who brought the car to life. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. So absolutely met the program and the challenge with enthusiasm, and honestly with a little bit of a you have a bit of hesitation, because you're stepping onto the boundaries of things that have made history. That it's been around longer than any of us have been alive. So, you know, to do that sort of thing, it's a daunting task sometimes. But I think we did all right. The package celebrates the color scheme and the iconic number two of that 66 car. We designed it before Le Mans this year. We knew we were going, obviously. But it was with great hope and enthusiasm that we were hoping to be able to celebrate a win with our car, to, you know, really give the 50th anniversary even more credibility and more of a special place in history. I'm so glad that that actually happened for us. So it was a humbling experience. I was actually there. I saw the car cross the line. It was incredible. It was something out of the movies. You know, it just it really sort of gave closure to the program, not just this particular livery.
That's wonderful. Let's tell everybody about this all-new Ford GT for 2017. This 66 Heritage Edition, as you noted, is painted with a unique black and silver stripe livery celebrating the 66 Le Mans winning GT40 Mark II race car. And for those of us like you said, who may not have been around or just need some reminders about who were the drivers of this particular vehicle, I believe Bruce McLaren was one of the drivers. Who was the other driver? Chris, I know, was his first name. What was his last
Damon.
Name? That's it. Absolutely.
Yep.
And of course, this was...
They broke history. They did what they did. The car lived famously on the internet and in the original, which is still around. I'll speak a teeny bit about the design aesthetic that we chose. So much like the actual car, the 2017 GT is by no means a heritage vehicle. It pays homage to the old car, and you mentioned something about the 2005 car just a bit ago. And, you know, that was a very, very awesome vehicle. You know, it's definitely high on our list of vehicles that we appreciate, and it's got its place in history. It was gorgeous, and it did wonderful things for the for performance. You know, it was handily one of the best performing cars in its class when it came out. It didn't officially race by us, and our car was, in a way,
possible because of that 2005 car. It was such an homage to the retro design themes of the 60s car. We felt that we could go further and go beyond. And, you know, it's perfectly timed with where Ford wanted to be with its footprint right now. You know, we celebrate the engines that we like in EcoBoost. We celebrate the lightweighting and efficiency. And we really have a positive outlook towards the future. And we use the heritage to bring in some of the themes and some of the concepts of the 60s car back to life with the new one. And the livery also does the same. So it's not a direct copy of the Le Mans winning livery of the 1966 Mark II. However, you can't mistake it for anything but a vehicle that celebrates that win. We have the number two. It's largely in the same format, you know, big round L on the side with the two in it. But our version has a more updated look about it. The roundel has been fitted to the body shapes of the 2017 car. The number two has been rendered in a more futuristic and a little bit more forward-thinking way. You know, we've got a portion of it cut off, and the font is actually the same font as that's in the cluster, the vehicle cluster. So there's a lot of continuity. Cool. We've used that same font in certain portions of our race communications, our pit boards, some of the memorabilia we've been generating for the car, the new car. So there's a lot of history, but there's also a whole lot of tie-in to the rest of the new program, you know. And that's where we feel everything we do with this car definitely never forgets the past, because it's a history that we're quite proud of. But it also always looks to the future.
And definitely all you have to do is take a look at the 2017 Ford GT, and it certainly is a very futuristic vehicle. Love the view from behind, the execution, the way that you've integrated the exhaust and the tail lamps, and it is just a hauntingly beautiful vehicle. There is no question about it. This 66 Heritage Edition features a shadow black exterior, and I understand you can get it either gloss or matte finish with silver stripes and exposed carbon fiber package. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the other special features, including the wheels and some of the unique interior and exterior touches and color themes. Don't go away. We're going to have lots more with our good friend, Garen Nagosian, Design Band.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Yaron Nagosian is with us, exterior design manager for the absolutely drop-dead gorgeous 2017 Ford GT supercar. We're telling everybody about the 66 Heritage Edition. You can check it out. You want to have some fun, go to FordGT.com, and they've actually got a configurator tool. Limited quantities will be available for the 2017 model year only. Before we talk a little bit more about the interior of the vehicle, let's talk about what you've done with the wheels. I understand you've done something special here for the Heritage Edition.
Yeah, the wheels on the original car were of a goldish tint, much like many of the wheels of that era in motorsport. Again, we updated the look. We paid homage to it by staying within the gold family, but we've given it a modern twist. It's not as bright gold as some of the wheels of yesteryear. However, it's a newer shade. It's a darker, grayer shade of gold, but it really works well with the shadow black exterior. You know, they set each other off perfectly. The wheels are only available on the Heritage Edition, so it's one of those cases where this vehicle, you take the box and this is how it shows up. And if you don't get this version, you can't order a normal Ford GT. Not that any one of them is really normal, but you can't really duplicate this if it's not certified or ordered in the ahead of time as a GT Heritage Edition. So, you know, it really does keep a unique vehicle already even more unique within its stablemates, you know, if you consider the rest of the lineup and what's offered.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, and I think a very wise choice. I'm glad to see that you guys paid tribute to the gold and gave it a little bit of a modern update. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about the interior of this limited edition model. I understand you've made some significant enhancements there. Kind of take us inside this supercar. I wish we could be both sitting in it right now, Garen. Maybe one of these days we'll do that. But for right now, give us a verbal walk around the interior.
The interior largely is, the components on the interior are somewhat the same as what the normal, the regular Ford GT is. But the materials have been updated and modified to reflect the interior of the 60s car. I think the seat inserts is a good place to start. It's got a unique pattern. There's a really cool touch of detail in the blue seat belts, and that's something that the competition belts were. We've matched and sort of added a dash of color. But the interior on this vehicle, much like the exterior, is all about business. You know, this is a vehicle built to go fast, built to be driven, not just merely looked at. So every component, exterior or interior, on any of the editions, whether it's this one or, say, if you wanted to duplicate the auto show car in the blue that it was in, it's all based around a driving experience. So no elaborate, frivolous additions to the interior, just fine-tuning of the colors and the details. A same level of gold also finds its way in the interior, and some of the trim panels, they do match the essence of what we've done to the wheels. And you really start getting this whole theme package, and we'll dig on that. You know, it's a pretty big deal for us to have continuity of thought, no matter what the exercises on these vehicles that we work on, and on all of the iterations of the GT, from racing all the way down to street cars. So it's very important for us to maintain and carry the theme. Never forget the history, but always look at it with a fresh modern eye.
Very well said, Garrett. And again, so much to be proud of. I don't know how you guys pulled it off, to be honest with you. As I said numerous times in this hour here these days, hard to keep secrets. Some other car companies have told me some inside stories on how they kept a few things under wraps, but just really surprised the entire automotive world, and certainly was the star of the 2015 North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And certainly I know a number of folks who own the 2005 Carmelo design model, and I've told this story many times, so I apologize to my listeners for telling it again, but back then the president of Ford was a gentleman by the name of Nick Shayla, a British gentleman, and he offered me one, and I knew I was going to get married, and I decided not to do it. I didn't want to kind of stick my financial neck out too much, but the reality of the fact is, Garen, the house that I purchased, I ended up losing $200,000 on, and if I only had bought that 2005 GT, those things have just appreciated in value significantly, and certainly I can only imagine what the appreciation value is going to be down the road for the even much more limited edition run of this all-new supercar, which we'll see first for 2017.
Yeah, it's, hindsight, they say something about that, don't they? If we all knew, we'd be putting in orders for these kinds of cars daily. I'm with you on that. I have a similar story to that. I won't go into the details on that one, but I absolutely, positively understand and can relate to what you're saying. So, but the thing is, you're obviously a fan, and we're so appreciative of people who really do understand the purpose of these vehicles. You know, the supercar field is definitely not a light one right now. There's a lot of options out there.
Mm-hmm.
And to really see the enthusiasm of people, the public, anywhere we go, and how interested people are in our story. And it really does tie back into what you just mentioned, your comment about keeping it secret. That's a difficult task unless people who are supposed to keep it a secret understand it. Then it becomes a really easy task because it becomes a job, a mantra, it becomes a mission. So that's a bit what happened to us. You know, we had a small team already, so it wasn't necessarily a gigantic crew working on it that people would think, being that we're a big manufacturer and that sort of thing is the norm. We had a small team, a skeleton team, working in a very secure and secret and secluded studio space down in the basement of the Product Development Center in Dearborn. But one thing that's the biggest and the most confirming and heartwarming story is that the world got to see this car on Monday, you know, when we did our press conference in 2015, January. But mm-hmm. the employees, a good 2,000 of them, got to see this car for a brief moment on Sunday when we do the employee reveal. And nobody took to Twitter, nobody took to Facebook, nobody took to other forms of social media or tell their friends, Autoblog, Jalopnik, any other news. The usual guys never got the, nobody got the hint. And you know what? That is a testament to the fact that the entire Ford family, and by that I mean all the employees who were able to witness the car, understood that the punch we were looking for to really surprise the world on Monday wasn't something that they were going to shortchange themselves on by leaking the news early. And that, to me, as a member of the team on this car who kept it secret for the good 2 years, a year and change up until that point, it was really a humbling experience. Because that doesn't, that's not something you can buy these days. Anything happens, it's instantly on social media. And yeah, for 2,000 people who had nothing to do with the program to keep it hush was a flattering expression of really the uniform level of support that we had company-wide. You know, many of these guys were probably not thrilled not to know that their very own company was working on something this juicy, and I could relate to that on other programs. But you know what? It didn't matter, and it was such a cool feeling. I got to tell you, it was a hair-raising experience to be there in Kobo and watch this thing get unveiled, and the surprise of everybody that was in the room, from media as well as people who had access to the show. It was incredible. It was one of the highlights of my career. I'll never forget that day.
Absolutely, it was a spectacular day, and we're definitely going to have you on for a longer visit because I love speaking with designers. And the former design chief for Ford, Jay Mays, was one of my regular guests. And there's so much to this field. I love supercars. There's no other way to say it. I just love supercars. And this vehicle has so many incredible design elements, lots of things that you don't necessarily see at first glance. You guys have put an awful lot of work into aerodynamics, and I know a lot of that was mandated by the fact that you were going racing with this vehicle. But the EcoBoost V6 with the 3.5-liter 600-plus horsepower engine, and, of course, this time around we've got a 10-speed paddle shifter, which I'm actually happy to see.
Seven-speed.
Seven-speed, even?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, they're chasing us out the door for this time, but we're going to get you back when your schedule allows, and we're going to spend a whole hour just talking about the design and the love of this beautiful 2017 Ford GT. Congratulations, Garen.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.